If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, welcome in.
This is the Doug Gottlieb Show. Here's In the Bonus with Doug Gottlieb.
What up, Doug Gottlieb Show in the Bonus in Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app. Welcome in. Hope you're great. Not good. We want you to be great. We want you to be outstanding. Are you? Good. Like that. Good for you. Good for you. Good for you. Hey, welcome into the Doug Gottlieb Show in the Bonus Podcast. A lot being said about the Warriors, and we did a lot in the radio show. I just like, it's one of those things to where Bill Belichick's finally being recognized, I think, and he will be this year for a brilliant coach. And part of the brilliant coaching is getting rid of guys who you love a year early rather than a year too late. And it does feel like they've waited a year too late. Right? And I don't mean Steph. I mean everybody else. Like, you keep holding on and holding on to Draymond, holding on and holding on to Clay, and holding on to Hope. And like, but that ship has sailed. It's over. It's over. So I think the Draymond element to it is fascinating. You're so afraid of not being able to find that unique a player in terms of his versatility. Plus, remember, he only makes $25 million a year, which in the NBA for a Hall of Fame caliber player, that's a paucity of cash. But the reason he only makes that is there's just not that much money for him out there. Right? Out there. So do I consider holding on to Draymond? Sure. But I have to offer up all possibilities because I don't care if you're selling tickets. You're not winning. And we all talk about the fact, I thought Barkley's comments were brilliant over Klay Thompson. He's not going to get better. You know who else is not going to get better? Steph Curry. Huh? Now, do I think there's another year in Steph Curry? Sure. Absolutely. There's another year or two where he can play at that level. But are you willing to do the Belichick, which is it's better off a year early than a year too late? So far, they waited too long. Remember, they lost as a 10 seed. They lost on the road in a play-in game to a team that didn't have two rotation players, one starter, one backup. The Kings were seen as vulnerable, and the game was never close in the second half. If you think the Warriors are close and one piece away, you should be committed to an insane asylum.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to what Fox says.
And now,
what does the Fox say?
Every day at this time on the Doug Gottlieb Show, we play for you a portion of a previous show on Fox Sports Radio. Here's Colin Cowherd talking about the Warriors.
It is time for the big pivot. I'd keep Steph, I'd keep Pods, the young kid, I'd keep Draymond, and I'd move everybody else. They do not have a ton of assets. Here's what I believe. You have to cross your fingers and root for a couple of things, and they're very possible. The Clippers unravel, bit of a mess against the Mavs, get beaten like five games. Paul George has a player option. Paul George played at Fresno State, Californian, loves California. Bro, hour flight, come up north. And then, depending on how the Lakers season goes, LeBron gets frustrated with D'Lo, I would make a call to LeBron. LeBron, and it's no secret, is close with Draymond, and the one player he said he would always consider playing with. Without a doubt, you could ask people close to LeBron. You may be able to ask LeBron, is Steph Curry? I'd call LeBron, player option Paul George North. Those moves would allow you to keep Moses Moody, Jonathan Kuminga, the young center from Indiana. You could keep those.
Yeah, I mean, we're basically saying the same thing. I would offer up, I love Draymond and what he brings. I think that it's like when you open some chicken, you're like, is that still good or is it spoiled? Like, I think you move on. But the bigger point, the smarter point is the idea of keeping this core group together. If you haven't figured it out yet, I mean, go look at Jordan and the second wave of Jordan. Scottie Pippen remained. All the rest of the pieces changed. Scottie Pippen remained. All the rest of the pieces changed. So you got to decide, is Draymond your Pippen or is Clay your Pippen? And then build accordingly. This is Dan Patrick talking about Clay Thompson.
The question is, if you said to him, here's 2 years for $40 million, maybe throw in some incentives in there, would he take that to stay at Golden State? Or do you get greedy and say, I won my titles, I'm a Hall of Fame player, I'm going to get a little bit more money. Maybe I go to Orlando. You know, a team on the rise, I could be a veteran there. I could help them. You know, I don't know if they're a very good three-point shooting team. I don't think they are. Maybe you could bring Klay in there and he could have that role there. But if I'm Klay Thompson, I've made $250 million. I'm a Hall of Famer. Do I team another city, another system, not have the luxury of playing with Steph Curry? And, you know, it's tough for him because he was a star. He was a starter. Then he lost his starting role, gained it back, and then he didn't score last night. And they got blown out by Sacramento.
I think there's plenty of options for Klay Thompson, a guy who can still defend and can make shots. And his style, I still think, has a lot of value in the NBA. A lot of value in the NBA. From San Antonio to New York with the Knicks to obviously the Lakers and maybe even the Clippers. There's a lot of value there. This is Paul Pierce and Keyshawn Johnson talking about Zion Williamson's injury late in the play-in game.
You can walk like that.
No.
No.
I had a strong hamstring.
No, you can walk like that.
I'm not walking like that.
I told you in the hallway, basketball players are a little different than football players. So anything, it can be a nail, y'all done for the week. It can be a little bitty hangnail, y'all done for the week.
Wait,
Paul.
Wait, you're talking to wheelchair Paul here, right?
I came back in the game.
He did.
Wheelchair Paul.
I came back in the game.
So funny you mentioned that, Skip. I was talking to somebody last night after the game when this happened, and they said that Paul should have gave him the wheelchair.
I got it still.
Okay, and you did come back in the game.
I mean, wasn't that wrong with him?
Yeah,
I came back. So what's wrong with Zion?
Okay,
what might be wrong with him?
I mean, look. Here's the reality is, football players, when your hamstring pops or your hamstring tugs too, they shut it down. Like Keyshawn talking all that football, like we're the toughest guys ever. Like, dude, hamstrings are hamstrings. The bigger issue is, you saw the entire Zion Williamson story unfold. Unbelievable talent. Unguardable player. Right? Too quick for even LeBron to guard. Too quick for Anthony Davis to guard. Too strong for anybody smaller to guard. I mean, he's unbelievable. But then he tweaks his hamstring and they never recover from it. And that's Zion. That's what the Fox said.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's find out who or what is annoying Jason Stewart.
And now, it's your annoying.
Hello, Jason. What's annoying you today?
You know Steve Jones? He's the son of Jerry Jones.
Okay, yeah.
They
Stephen
live
Jones.
In Texas.
He goes by Stephen, doesn't he?
Stephen, yeah, by the PH. They live in Texas. There's a game called Texas Hold'em. And like the most common cliched phrase of Texas Hold'em, especially since the boom, is all in. It's amazing to me that Stephen Jones and Jerry Jones live in Texas, but they don't seem to know what the meaning of the word all in is. Here's Stephen Jones yet again addressing a question about his father telling the media back in January that the Cowboys would be all in this year.
I think if you're not all in this league, you're all out. And I don't know of any of the 32 who aren't all in. And, everybody can have their own definition of what that means, but I've never not known us to be all in. You know, we also, are looking towards signing our own guys. It doesn't mean it happens overnight, but when you're wanting to sign players like Dak and Micah and CD, then you have to hold money back if you want to have a realistic chance at signing those guys.
So holding money back is the very antithesis of putting all your money in. So it's not what our definition of all in is. All in means you put all your chips in the middle and don't hold any back. So you can't hold chips back and be all in, Doug. That's what annoys me.
Yes, that is that is the ultimate hypocritical comment, right?
Oxymoron.
Oxymoron, that's what it is. Oxymoron. Yep, it's an oxymoron. Whereas I'm just a moron, it's an oxymoron. What else is annoying you?
It's election season, so a lot of things annoy me about our political discourse, especially when people in sports like try to kind of come in with their opinions and do their drive-by opinions. So I was listening to The Herd today, and Jason McIntyre is on that show as well. And Colin started talking about Aaron Rodgers and how he recently went on a podcast and talked about conspiracy theories. And Herd said, look, I don't believe in all of the conspiracy theories, but there have been conspiracy theories that have come true. So, and also 50% of the country believes that the election was thrown. So it's like, I understand that you don't like these conspiracy theories, but you also do need to acknowledge that there are people that think that way. And this is what J-Mac said.
But, you know, man didn't land on the moon. That's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
The root of this is not everybody should have a platform. Because now you're putting all this nonsense out there, and it's just cluttering the internet, and you know what's going to rise to the top.
So the term for this is called deplatforming. And to me, calling for someone to be deplatformed is un-American. We could say whatever we want. There are always consequences to words. You talk about Alex Jones. There were consequences for his words, but I never thought the guy should be deplatformed. That's un-American. Just a couple of days ago, there are people, as they protest this Israel-Hamas war, there are people in our country saying death to America. I don't think you should be able to say that without being arrested. That, to me, goes over the line. But Aaron Rodgers going on a podcast and talking about conspiracy theories that, frankly, a lot of people believe in, that's not a reason to be deplatformed at all, Doug.
Well, I find it interesting. First, let's make sure we decipher between Jason McIntyre, the person, and Jason McIntyre, the professional. because I find Jason McIntyre, the person, to be top-notch. He's a little dorky, right? Whatever. And we make fun of him because he loves to post videos of his adult league stuff, which nobody actually gives a flying fuck about. But as a guy, like, Jason is harmless and a really nice guy to be a friend of yours. Right? A really nice guy to be a friend of yours. But, like, J-Mac, we're going to strike down everybody who has misinformation. Like, how are you an authority on the NBA and NFL draft? Right? Like, what are we actually doing here? I actually agree with him. I think this is what happened with the blue check marks, where you used to, what you tweeted used to be important if you had to have a verified account. Now every Tom, Dick, and Harry can have that check mark by him, and they tweet out complete nonsense. There's a guy who's a supposed architect who continues on a weekly basis to tweet out stuff trying to prove that 9/11 was an inside job, and he keeps showing on his X account, showing videos of the buildings explode or implode and trying to prove a point that there's actual explosives there. And all of this, by the way, has been addressed and certified. People are like, no, look at this. It's based upon the building, whatever. Like, he's actually been debunked, but he still has the platform on X. And, oh yeah, by the way, like, do you know what I don't want to see on a Monday morning? I don't want to see, turn on my X account and flip and see 9/11 happen again and somebody jumping off of one of the Twin Towers while it explodes. So I actually agree with him on some level. The problem is, like, where does it end? Where does it end?
Correct. Who decides who we deplatform? Is it just the people that disagree with our views?
Did you hear the lady? I tweeted out, did you hear the lady from NPR, who's like the new head of NPR, what she said about truth?
What did she say about truth?
I'll send it to you. You'll hear it. You're like, wait, what? We have to accept that truth is how you see something and how you were raised and things that you went through. Like, no, that's not how the truth works, babe. That's not how the truth, like, literally changing what. I got to send this shit to you. You're gonna be like, what are we actually doing?
Well, as you do that, let me get to somebody that NPR propagands for, if that's a word, does propaganda for. Joe Biden went on Twitter yesterday. And he got a lot of shit for this, and deservedly so. Because, you know, yesterday, the salaries, average salaries of rookie WNBA players was announced compared to the average salary of NBA players. And without any context, people just posted this comparison. Joe Biden, the president of our country, says, women in sports continue to push new boundaries and inspire us all. But right now we're seeing that even if you're the best, women are not paid for their share. Even if you're the best, women are not paid their fair share. It's time that we give our daughters the same opportunities our sons and ensure women are paid what they deserve. Man, if that's how what he wrote, that doesn't even make sense. But anyways, the common response to that tweet was, as you have stated many times, it doesn't matter if you're a woman or not. If you're not generating revenue, you're not going to get paid as much as a person that is generating revenue. That's just the truth of capitalism. I don't know why we're making this a women thing. I saw Jemele Hill. She said today that, remember, government had to legislate fairness for women in sports and college. And I think her insinuation was that the government should get involved to raise salaries for the WNBA. This is a privately owned corporation, right? What are we doing here?
I don't know. There's a bunch of different issues here, okay? I mean, it's pretty obvious in this political season, you do everything you can to kiss the ass of your constituents to make them feel like you're all in it for them. The reality is, anyone who is that liberal that they think women, the WNBA, should be paid an equal rate of the NBA is already going to vote for Joe Biden anyway. They would never vote for Donald Trump. That's the stupidity of all this stupid shit, right? Like, who else are you actually going to vote for? You know, unless you're going to do the libertarian thing or not vote, which maybe that's what their studies. They're only doing this to raise money and to I mean, to generate, you know, to trigger, if you will, support from their base. The problem with it is it's basic fucking economics. It's basic fucking economics. The league was subsidized for years. Then it started to be owned by people privately, and those people took baths on it. Now you could probably make a little bit of money on it. Right? You can probably make a little bit of money on it. But not so much. I'm not sure you can anymore, because women have pushed for to have charter flights. Like, all these idiots, like, we have people in the media that are fucking idiots. They've been in the media their whole life. And you know what they're concerned with? They're concerned with fair. Well, that's not fair. Well, that's not fair. Hey, buddy, fair's got nothing to do with it in business. You are worth what somebody's willing to pay. And every business is the same. Every fucking one is the same. Everyone is the same. And here's what they do. What can we do to make the most money today? What can we do to make the most money tomorrow? And the way to make the most money is to cut the overhead. Do you know why they fly charter flights in the NBA? Because they have to. Because they have to. There is a league rule that you have to be on the ground the night before you play an NBA game. So if you play a back-to-back, you got to take off that night. You can't sleep in and, hey, let's just get to it in the morning. Because that's what I would do. I've always asked, like, hey, why don't you guys just sleep there? Get up the next day, fly in. You know, you go do a little shoot around. You go back to the hotel, you sleep. Like, because there's a league rule. You got to get city to city. In the WNBA, they play on weekends. They don't play. And, you know, when they play a back-to-back, if you have to, sure. But what we're going to do, because we want fair, we think fair means equal treatment. That's not what fair is. Fair is the opportunity to make whatever you can make, and then you let the world decide how much that's really worth. So yeah, it's a dumbass tweet from Biden, but that's just classic. We're trying to generate the base, motivate the base.
Doug, can I weigh in on something? There used to be a discussion, which I think was a wholesome, very sincere discussion, where Biden would tweet something in the same nature, like an executive Sarah at this company and executive Jim at this company. Why did Jim make more money if their job duties were the same and the same profitability of the company, right? That was the good discussion. Now yeah. It's veered into something where if you're not knowing the context of the business, like the WNBA, what they bring in versus the NBA, then you're lacking context when you tweet out something like that. It's a lazy tweet from Biden.
It is a lazy tweet. Because it's a lazy, low-hanging fruit tweet or whatever.
But it's phony, too.
It's phony.
It's a pro league versus another pro league. They just don't have the same money. They don't have the same revenue and economy of scale. So
correct.
Yeah,
correct.
It's disingenuous because he writes it.
It's red meat,
knowing that he's wrong, but he's just trying to cater to a certain.
Here's the other part that's really kind of fascinating to this. You talked about hiring practices, so you're not allowed to ask a man or a woman when you're hiring them if they're married or single, or a woman if you plan on having kids. Okay, and you may say to yourself, "Well, that's sexist to ask somebody if they're having kids." Sam, Google right now, if you will, percentage of women who return to the workforce after having children. Okay. And so look, like, you can't even ask. You're not allowed to even ask because it's seen as unfair. And to answer the question, there's actually a lot of studies that show that women get paid more than men who have the same jobs. Part of it is the jobs that women have gone into. Not a lot of women go into finance, which has become a super high paying field. Okay. A lot of women go into social services.
Right?
These are your own choices.
Less in general.
Right. No, I'm not. What I'm saying is even us in the media, or if you would say the super, super liberal women's libbers, well, they act like women are getting paid substantially less. Well, there's some factors in it. One, it's what the jobs they're actually going after are. Secondly, it's the reality is, what's the percentage, by the way, when you looked it up?
I found 55% of moms return to work after taking maternity leave.
It's basically a 50% shot.
Yeah.
And so the reality is, like, you hire somebody out of college. You don't know if they're married or single. And you also don't know if the woman is planning on having kids. And if she's planning on having kids, if she's going to return. So what's my level of investment in it? And I'm not being critical of women who stay home. Okay? It's an unbelievable, and frankly, it's a job that should pay a lot. It's like teaching. It should pay a lot more than it does. But I'm talking, we're dealing with realities of business. Nobody ever wants to talk about the realities of business. And the reality of business is, if you're hiring, you have all these things to work through, right? Don't get me wrong. There's other stuff with men. Men are more likely to become addicted to sex, drugs, porn, etc. If it's a driving thing, if it's a business where you drive and you have to pay their insurance, men are way worse drivers, right? There's all kinds of other issues with guys, but you're not even allowed to ask any of this shit in our effort to be fair. But in our effort to be fair, we're not painting a clear picture of it. Right? The realities of business are, you have to wonder what somebody's going to, because you don't hire anybody unless it's a 6-month job on 6 months. You hire somebody thinking they're a young employee, they're going to grow. What's it going to be like? And oh yeah, by the way, asking a man, are you married? Are you dating? Which you can't. But if they're married and their wife has a job, they're much less likely to move and to switch jobs like that. These are things you can't ask anymore. And we've done it to protect people, to make, you know, to take names and sexes and races off of filling out a form. But sometimes we don't provide the right context for who you're hiring. It's a tricky subject. And you're going to probably listen to this. People listen to this like, oh, Doug is a super right-wing Republican. No. The truth is, I've actually always been a radical centrist who leans to the left on most social issues. Most. But the radicals in both parties, the radical left makes me feel like I'm fucking, Pat Robertson? Right. The radical right makes me feel like I'm a normal human being again, because they're lunatics, too. And I don't overreact, but this is a clear play to the super far left, you know?
Yeah, it's just a type of tweet that's just cause for outrage when really it shouldn't be there.
I'm going to do one more thing that's in terms of annoying. And this goes with you people who are protesting for Gaza. Okay. I am a human being. I understand there are innocent lives being lost. Okay. I get it. Okay? You know what that's called when innocent lives are lost in senseless fighting? It's called war. Okay. And protesting by first stopping traffic or whatever, when you're pro-Palestine, when you're completely uneducated. First thing is, again, and take it, I'm Jewish. I've been I've had dual citizenship with Israel. So I'm pretty obviously a Zionist. And here's the way I look at it. It's a lot like your religion. It's a lot like your school. It's a lot like your company. Do I agree with everything that Israel does? No. Do I deal with everything that we do as the United States? No. Do I believe in everything that we do at Fox Sports Radio? No. Do I believe in everything in my religion? No. But the gist of it, yeah. Okay. And if you're stopping traffic to support people who want to do harm to our country, fuck you. Sorry. I'm telling you the reality of it is, you're supporting people that if they were to finally take over Israel and make it their own and make it Palestine, which, by the way, previous to the Jews being, you know, in Israel and having a country created, it was run by the Brits, not by the Arabs. I do just a little bit of history. If you do any sort of research, like on this whole thing, you'll know that the surrounding communities have had opportunities to take in any of these refugees, and they have refused to do so. Refused. And that side does not want peace. But I'm not going on a rant about it. I'm just telling you that those protests are anti-America protests. Anti-America protests. And they're worse than flag burning, which, by the way, is and should remain legal. You should be allowed to protest. You know what you can't do? You can't shut down an airport. You can't shut down a freeway. Just move them to the side, do your march, do your protest. You're fine. You're allowed to do that. I think it's disgusting, okay, considering there's 134 people that are still hostages that did nothing wrong on October 7th, and everybody seems to forget that, including the Biden administration that wants a ceasefire. We'll talk about a ceasefire. Return all the fucking hostages. Then we'll have a ceasefire. Okay, but in the meantime, you're protesting our country, which is allowed. That's part of how this deal works. But you have to go through the normal steps, just like the neo-Nazis have to, just like any protest has to. It can be as disgusting and as degrading and as vile as I think it is. You're allowed to protest. You know what I can't do? You can't shut down my freedom to go and fucking travel around. Okay? We have peaceful protests which are allowed in this country. There is a way to do it where the police will actually protect you. Your rights are protected. But what you can't do is violate my rights with a chance to go about my business. That part's annoying. What else?
That's it.
I think we know it's annoying. You're annoying!
Why are we doing this?
Why do I?
Because we can.
So here's a little bit of that podcast that J-Mac was referring to that Aaron shouldn't be able to go on. This is Aaron Rodgers.
And if you do any, even a smidge of research, and I know I'm not a, you know, epidemiologist, I'm not a doctor, I'm not an immunologist, whatever the fuck, I can read though, right? And I can learn and look things up just like any normal person. You know, I can do my own research, which was so vilified, you know, to even question authority. But that was the game plan back then.
Yeah, he's gone off the deep end. You know, two things have changed our society in the last 6 years, the last 8 years, whatever. The two Trump elections and COVID have, it's cost people relationships, marriages, friendships, and their brains. And again, he's not the only one. There are pro-Trumpers who have gone completely crazy. There are anti-Trumpers that have gone completely crazy. There are vaxxers and anti-vaxxers that have gone and lost their minds. But like, Aaron Rodgers, in that rant, because I've watched the entire rant. I know you sent it to me, Jace, too. In that rant, he alluded to Dr. Fauci being given billions of dollars for AIDS research, only to come up with no vaccine and medicine that pre-existed. In other words, under no uncertain terms, he was acting as a gatekeeper for like Pfizer to make billions of dollars off of AIDS medicines. Like you're questioning the most decorated immunologist in our country's history, right, as being basically pay for play. Like that is as damaging a thing as possible. And you're doing it based upon, hey, I can read. I listen to these podcasts. Like, what are we doing, Aaron? Aaron would think the exact same thing if Greg Cosell sat with him and watched tape and said, hey, I haven't played quarterback, but I know I watch tape and I can tell you where it's supposed to go. And Aaron Rodgers would sit there and go like, you've never played quarterback a day in your fucking life. How do you know about anything that we do? How do you know about what I'm seeing, what I'm looking at, what I'm told down a distance, what we're looking for here just based upon the play? You know what? You know what you'd say? You go like, you're right, Aaron. I haven't played. You have. Which is the exact same thing that Dr. Fauci would say. By the way, here's the crazy part about it. And we've talked a lot of politics, is the vaccine was developed in warp speed. Who was president of the United States when they developed the vaccine?
Trump.
Yeah.
Operation Warp Speed.
Operation Warp Speed, which he took credit for. And then the second that he wasn't elected, they're like, dude, who came up with this vaccine? It's amazing. It's like the most amazing thing ever. And I know that he's not a Trumper. He's a libertarian. I get it. I understand. And I have no problem if you want to look deep into it. But going on record and saying, hey, I can read and I know what's up with Fauci, and Fauci's like all-time bad guy, that's a very dangerous path to go down.
You're literate. Congratulations.
Yeah, I just, like, what are we doing here, dude? What are we doing?
Fauci's a very divisive subject, and I'm not going to get into it, but, you know, it depends on the side. It's like,
No, worst guy. Don't do that. He is not divisive. The Republicans have made him into some evil dude.
But then why do they think that way? I'm not saying that, but I'm saying
just
why
so we're aware. Like,
way?
Again, I'm not telling you who to vote for. I can only tell you that they use outlets, and the Democrats will do the same thing, right? But they made the Hunter Biden thing out to be that his dad knew, right, the whole time. And then all of a sudden they're like, yeah, that source, that was a bad source. And no one ever goes, hey, we're bad. My bad. Like, look, you elected a guy, President of the United States, who said Obama wasn't an American, wasn't born in America. He got away with that. We've completely dissolved any idea that we actually value the fucking truth from our president when you elected a guy who said this guy ain't even a citizen. Right? So, and that became like a fact. Like, if you asked, again, not the normal Republicans, you asked the fringe people, like, Obama, where is he born? Kenya? No question. Fauci, the worst.
Birthers.
They're fucking insane.
This is the time we live in.
Right.
Listen, Doug, I come
right. And we're giving oxygen to people that shouldn't have oxygen.
That's what. So isn't that why you kind of agreed with Jason McIntyre?
I did.
Yes, because we don't want these people out there spreading their nonsense.
Correct.
But we also have to give everybody the window to do so.
Do you know why?
Because we live in America.
Gotta be fair. That's fair. What we think is fair is actually completely unfair. Because Aaron Rodgers saying it, and Aaron Rodgers is super bright, you're like, hey, you know what? Maybe Fauci did take money and he doesn't want to cure AIDS and whatever. Like, really, Aaron? You spend hours and hours of research? Did you interview people who were involved in it? Did you do a thorough investigation where you interviewed people on both sides who were involved in it to find out what really went on? No, you read documents. Great. That's just like me reading a playbook and telling you, looking at an alignment of an offense and saying, this is where the ball should go. I know it because that's what the playbook says. And Aaron Rodgers' pushback would be that you don't never play quarterback in college or the pros or even in fucking high school. What the fuck do you know? You're right. You know what you've never done? You've never taken a medical course. You don't have an MD by your name, let alone being the most decorated immunologist in the history of our country. Again, and that doesn't mean that I think everything Fauci has done is right. But did he do it with this nefarious objective of making his buddies billions of dollars? Or did he do it because at the time it was viewed as the right thing to do? Let's get to our pick of the day.
Okay, sir, the bet is to you.
All in, baby!
It's time for the pick of
the day.
Yes,
Ken! Pick of the day! I was 1-1 yesterday? Had the Lakers and the Warriors. Yikes, and the Warriors. My bad. Sorry about that. Oh, okay. We're going to do better tonight. Philadelphia taking on Miami. Joel Embiid was a full participant. It's in Philadelphia. I love Philly. Chicago is hosting Atlanta. The Hawks are kind of seeking a little bit of a fresh start here. They're going to get back Trae Young, right? Trae Young is playing. But they're a battered team as Jalen Johnson is out. Onyeka Okongwu, Big O, is out with a big toe. And of course, they lost Sadiq Bey a couple weeks ago with a knee injury. Now, Trae Young did return from a torn ligament in his pinky. He averaged 15 and 10 in his last three games, getting himself back. The difference here is, though, that the Bulls, this is an Alex Caruso game. I think he'll do a great job on Trae Young. I like the Bulls. I like the two favorites tonight, Bulls and Sixers. That's it for the In the Bonus podcast. Check us out tomorrow. Daily radio show, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.